ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
भगवद् गीता as it is chapter 4 transcendental knowledge texto 4 Repite. Arjuna Uvacha
Arjuna Uvacha
Aparang
Aparang
Bhavato
Bhavato
Janma
Janma
Parang
Janma
Janma
Vivasvataha
Vivasvataha Katam
Etad
Vijaniyam Tramadau Proktavan
Iti
Arjuna Uvacha
Arjuna Uvacha
Aparang Bhavato
Janma
Parang Janma Vivasvata Katametad Vijaniyam Tvamada Proktavaniti
Arjuna
said
Arjuna
Aparam
Junior
Bhavata Your
Two.
Janma.
Janma
Birth
Nacimiento
Param
Superior
Janma
Nacimiento
That's okay Vivasvata Of the Sun God
Del Dios del Sol
Katam How
Como
Etat This
Esto.
Vijaniyam.
Vijaniyam.
Shall I understand? Tvam. You.
Tu.
Adao.
Adao.
In the beginning.
Al principio.
Proktavan.
Proktavan.
Instructed.
Instruida.
Iti. Thus.
Así pues.
Arjuna said, the sun god, Vivaswan, is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him? Now have them repeat after you.
Arjuna dijo, Vivaswan, el dios del sol, nació antes que tú, ¿Cómo puedo entender que en el principio, tú le hayas enseñado esta ciencia a él?
That's it? Okay, now, nice with good reading, Significado.
Arjuna es un reconocido devoto del Señor, así que, ¿cómo no iba a creer en las palabras de Krishna? Lo cierto es que Arjuna no está preguntando en beneficio propio, sino por el bien de aquellos que no creen en la suprema personalidad de Dios, o los demonios, a quienes no les gusta la idea de que a Krishna se le acepte como la suprema personalidad de Dios. Es solo para ellos que Arjuna pregunta acerca de este punto, como si él mismo no estuviera consciente de la posición de la personalidad de Dios, o Krishna. ¿Cómo se hará patente en el capítulo 10? Arjuna sabía perfectamente bien que Krishna es la suprema personalidad de Dios, el manantial de todo y la última palabra en trascendencia. Claro que Krishna también apareció en esta tierra como hijo de Devaki. A un hombre ordinario le resulta muy difícil entender cómo Krishna siguió siendo la misma suprema personalidad de Dios, la persona eterna, original. Por consiguiente, para
aclarar ese punto, Arjuna le hizo la pregunta a Krishna de manera que él mismo pudiera hablar con autoridad. Que Krishna es la autoridad suprema lo acepta el mundo entero, no solo en la actualidad, sino desde tiempo inmemorial, y únicamente los demonios lo rechazan. De todos modos, puesto que Krishna es la autoridad aceptada por todos, Arjuna le hizo a él esa pregunta, para que Krishna pudiera describirse a sí mismo sin que lo explicaran los demonios, que siempre tratan de transformarlo de una manera en que ellos y sus seguidores puedan entender. Es necesario que todo el mundo, por su propio bien, conozca la ciencia de Krishna. Por eso, cuando el propio Krishna habla de sí mismo, es auspicioso para todos los mundos. Puede que a los demonios les resulte extrañas las explicaciones que el propio Krishna da, porque ellos siempre estudian a Krishna desde su propio punto de vista. Pero aquellos que son devotos les dan una cálida bienvenida a las declaraciones de Krishna. Cuando éstas les habla el propio Krishna, los devotos siempre adorarán esas autoritativas declaraciones de Krishna, porque siempre están ansiosos de saber muchísimo más acerca de él. Los ateos, quienes consideran a Krishna un hombre ordinario, pueden de esa manera llegar a saber que Krishna es sobrehumano, que es Sachit Ananda Brigaha, la forma eterna de la bienaventuranza y el conocimiento, que es trascendental y que se halla por encima del dominio de las modalidades de la naturaleza material y por encima de la influencia del espacio y el tiempo. Un devoto de Krishna, tal como Arjuna, está indudablemente por encima de cualquier malentendido en relación con la posición trascendental de Krishna. Que Arjuna le hiciera esta pregunta al Señor es simplemente un intento que el devoto hace de desafiar la actitud atea de personas que toman a Krishna por un ser humano ordinario, sujeto a las modalidades de la naturaleza material.
So before I speak,
antes de que yo hable,
does anybody have a question on anything in the purport?
¿Hay alguien que tenga alguna pregunta de cualquier parte de este significado?
So everybody understands the purport.
¿Todo el mundo entiende el significado?
All right.
Muy bien.
Then,
entonces,
I will give a test on who understood what we just heard.
Voy a hacer una prueba para ver quién entendió lo que escuchamos.
Okay.
Muy bien.
So my first question is,
mi primera pregunta es,
according to Arjuna,
de acuerdo con Arjuna,
who did Krishna first speak Bhagavad Gita to?
¿A quién le habló por primera vez el Bhagavad Gita?
Avivaswan
and
Dios del Sol.
Correct.
Correcto.
Next question is,
siguiente pregunta es,
there is a word in the translation,
hay una palabra en la traducción,
that describes what Bhagavad Gita is.
Que describe lo que el Bhagavad Gita es.
In this verse, there's one word
that, en este verso hay una palabra,
that is telling us what is Bhagavad Gita.
Que nos dice qué es el Bhagavad Gita.
Who knows that word?
¿Quién sabe esa palabra?
Read the translation.
¿Lee la traducción?
I'm talking to you. Okay, you know?
¿Tú sabes? Transcendental
science of the...
Science. That's in this translation. Yes.
Esta traducción es, sí.
Science. According to the previous verses, yes.
De acuerdo a los versos previos, sí.
So let's see what you knew.
Vamos a ver qué sabías.
So in the previous verses,
en los versos previos,
I'm pretty sure the previous verse,
estoy muy seguro que el verso anterior,
what is that science?
¿Qué es esa ciencia?
Es la trascendental ciencia del ser.
The transcendental science of the self.
That is true.
Eso es verdad.
I think, though, in the translation to number 3,
pero creo que en la traducción del número 3,
the science is explained a little differently.
La ciencia se explica un poquito diferente.
Relationship with the Supreme.
Relación con el Supremo.
I mean, you're not wrong.
No estás mal.
Especially in what chapter,
especialmente en qué capítulo,
is your answer most correct?
Está tu respuesta más correcta.
Who knows? Your answer was science of the soul, right?
Tu respuesta fue ciencia del ser, correcto?
So what chapter of Bhagavad Gita tells us about the soul.
¿Qué capítulo del Bhagavad Gita nos habla del alma?
Ah, capítulo dos. Very good.
Muy bien.
Now there's another chapter.
Hay otro capítulo.
That talks about soul and super soul. What chapter is that?
La super alma. ¿Qué capítulo es?
I want to see who knows Bhagavad Gita.
¿Quién conoce el Bhagavad Gita?
Sí. Nature, enjoyer, consciousness. Yes, that chapter tells us about soul and lot of information about super soul. Yes. So, you all should be learning and studying
Bhagavad Gita.
Because this is the basis of everything that we preach.
Porque esto es la base de todo lo que predicamos.
If you don't know Bhagavad Gita,
si no saben Bhagavad Gita,
Bhagavatam will become muy difícil.
Bhagavatam se va a convertir muy difícil.
So you really have to know Bhagavad Gita.
Así que realmente tiene que saber Bhagavad Gita.
All right, everybody should be able to answer this question.
Todo mundo debe de saber responder esta pregunta.
What is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita?
To surrender to Krishna.
Very good.
Muy bien.
Come close. Very good.
Muy bien.
Excellent.
Excelente.
Now,
ahora,
there is
hay
two verses,
dos versos
that are repeated, or one verse that's repeated in Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? Not you. Well, one is, the next two lines are different, but those, very good.
934-1864.
Very good. Excellent. Because that verse is telling us what it means to surrender. Think of Krishna, become his devotee, worship him, bow down to him. Yes, that's what it means to be a devotee. Alright? Are you like this kind of class where I ask questions? Good. Very good. Now I will explain a little something. There'll be more questions. So, the significance of this verse the reason why Arjuna is asking this is because Arjuna and Krishna are about the same age. Arjuna is unaware of Krishna's actual position, which Krishna will explain in the next few verses. This section of Bhagavad Gita, verses 5 through
9,
are very, very important verses.
Son versos muy importantes.
And if one understands them properly,
y si uno los entiende apropiadamente,
then your understanding of Bhagavad Gita is very easy.
Entonces, tu entendimiento del Bhagavad Gita es muy fácil.
Actually,
en verdad,
I gave a lecture about a week ago, and I told the audience that if you understand the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, you will be able to understand the whole Bhagavad Gita very easily. And he told us what is that conclusion. All right. Let's see if we have more questions. Now, in the purport,
en el significado,
Prabhupada mentioned that there is a kind of person
que hay una clase de persona
who does not like the idea that Krishna is God.
Que no les gusta la idea de que Krishna es Dios.
What class of person
¿Qué clase de persona
was mentioned by Prabhupada?
Se menciona por Prabhupada.
Very good. Excellent. Very good. Next question. In what chapter did Arjuna accept Krishna as God? According to the purport. What chapter? Who knows the answer? No. Not dos. Dos, he accepted him as guru.
Dos como guru.
Say it.
Dilo.
Yo.
Me.
Who said ten? Diez. Yes. That's the chapter. Now, let's see who knows Bhagavad Gita. So you just heard that Arjuna accepted Krishna as God in chapter 10. So what did Arjuna hear prior to that in that chapter that convinced him? That's the question. What did he hear? No, you had your... I'm in charge. Say it. No, that comes later.
No,
that's after.
Eso viene después.
What? He heard something and that's why he surrendered.
Y es por eso que se...
Wait. Excellent! This boy is...
Este niño.
Excellent! You told him? Hey, no cheating. That doesn't matter. Here, there's no son... No cheating in my exam.
No,
did you know the answer?
No.
Did you know the answer? Okay. Demerit. No cheating.
No trampa.
Alright, let's see. According to the purport, who is Krishna's mother? According to the purport. I want to see who listened. Devaki. Didn't say Yashoda. That's why I'm saying. According to the... You have to... Escuche. Cuidamente. Right? Alright. Okay. Okay, according to the purport. Why is Arjuna asking this question of Krishna? Okay, yes. No. Why? What is Arjuna, according to the purport? Why is Arjuna asking this? Not what. Why?
He couldn't remember.
Por el beneficio
for the benefit
de las personas que iban a escuchar,
of the people who would listen to Bhagavad Gita.
Almost.
Casi.
Almost.
Casi.
Some of them would say that for the benefit of mankind.
¿No dicen que por el beneficio de la humanidad?
Okay, here's the actual answer.
Aquí está la respuesta verdadera.
Since Krishna, okay, Arjuna put this question in order that Krishna would describe himself without being depicted by the demons. Who always try to distort him. Okay. That's why you have to listen to the purport really careful. All right. Next question from the purport. There is a word Prabhupada says that when Krishna talks about himself, it is for the whole world. When Krishna speaks about it is what? Almost like us beneficial. What? Almost beneficial is a synonym. What? What is provecho? Auspicious. Auspicious. All right. Okay, in the purport, Prabhupada quoted from the Brahma Sanhita, which tells us Krishna's nature. What is the Sanskrit phrase? All right, yeah, he can answer. What is it? Say it. Yes, Satchidananda Vigraha. Now, it's not in the purport. You have to think. What is the importance of the word Vigraha? What is the importance?
It has a spiritual form.
Form. Yes, because our whole movement is to preach that God is a person, not impersonal. I might have told you the story that I asked two of Prabhupada's close servants on two different occasions, Shyamasundar and Harisari. And I asked them, what was the most important thing you learned from
Prabhupada?
Because they had lots of association with Prabhupada. And they both said, on two different times, that God is a person. So that is muy importante. Okay. Now, in the purport, who can explain to me, according to the purport, what is the meaning of Krishna being transcendental? I'll give you a clue. He is above something. Sí. Next pregunta. What are the tres? Do one. Uno. Next one. Pasión. Very good. Now, who takes charge of ignorancia?
Shiva.
Who takes charge of pasión? Who takes charge of goodness? Vishnu. Very good. Very good. All right. Shall we do another verse? It's good? Necesito agua. Por favor. Por favor. All right. So now that you know what I'm doing, escuche. Is not enough books for everybody? Okay. All right. Cinco. Sri Bhagavan Nuvaja.
Sri Bhagavan Nuvaja.
Bahuni.
Bahuni.
Me.
Me.
Vyatitani.
Vyatitani.
Janmani.
Janmani.
Tava.
Tava.
Charjuna.
Charjuna.
Tanyaham.
Tanyaham.
Veda.
Veda.
Sarvani.
Sarvani.
Natvang.
Natvang.
Veta.
Veta.
Parandava. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Bahuni me vyati tani.
Bahuni me vyati tani.
Yeah, you should talk in the mic so that it helps them. Janmani tavacharjuna.
Janmani tavacharjuna.
Tanyaham veda sarvani.
Tanyaham veda sarvani.
Natvang veta parantapa. Muchas gracias, Narottam Madasa. Okay. Okay, you do the synonyms. Go. Do it. Not do the Sanskrit in the... Come on.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
La personalidad de Dios dijo.
La personalidad de Dios dijo.
Bahuni.
Bahuni.
Muchos.
Muchos.
Me.
Me.
Míos.
Míos.
Vyatinatni.
Vyatitani.
Vyatitani. Han pasado.
Han pasado.
Janmani.
Janmani. Nacimientos.
Nacimientos.
Tava.
Tava. Tuyos.
Cha,
cha,
cha.
Y también.
Arjuna.
Arjuna. Oh, Arjuna.
Oh, Arjuna.
Tani.
Tani.
Those.
Esos.
Esos.
Aham.
Aham.
Yo.
Veda.
Veda.
Se.
Sarvani.
Sarvani. Todo.
Todo.
Na.
Na. No.
No.
Tuam.
Tuam. Tú.
Veta,
Veta, sabes.
Parantapa,
Parantapa, oh subyugador del enemigo.
Oh subyugador del enemigo.
Okay, now we have our questions.
Ahora sí tenemos nuestras preguntas.
Let's see who is paying attention.
A ver quién está poniendo atención.
What is the subject of the verse?
¿Cuál es el tema de,
one word.
Del verso? Una palabra.
What is the main subject?
El tema principal.
Que la suprema personalidad
habla.
But that's not the main point of this verse.
¿Cuál es lo principal de este verso?
Que él sabe todo.
That he knows everything.
That wasn't mentioned.
Eso no estaba mencionado.
Que él tiene muchos cuerpos. Que él tiene un cuerpo.
One word. One word.
Una palabra.
Time.
Time? No.
No.
Okay.
Cuerpo eterno.
Eternal body.
Births.
Nacimientos.
Births.
Nacimientos.
All right.
Okay.
Next word.
Siguiente palabra.
What Sanskrit word describes
Arjuna
in this verse?
En este verso.
What is the significado of Parantapa? Is that correct? I don't know. All right. The personality of God had said, many, many births, both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot, O subduer of the enemy. Now read it, because I'm going to ask questions about the translation. Nice.
La personalidad de Dios dijo, tanto tú como yo hemos pasado por muchísimos nacimientos. Yo los puedo recordar todos, pero tú, no. Oh, subyugador del enemigo.
Now have them repeat.
Repitan. La personalidad de Dios dijo.
La personalidad de Dios dijo.
Tanto tú como yo.
Tanto tú como yo.
Hemos pasado por muchísimos nacimientos.
Hemos pasado por muchísimos nacimientos.
Yo los puedo recordar todos.
Yo los puedo recordar todos.
Pero tú no.
Pero tú no.
Oh, subyugador del enemigo.
Oh, subyugador del enemigo.
There is a lot here in this verse. Now, I want you to think. What previous concept of
Bhagavad Gita
is referred to in this verse? It's one of the first things that we teach everybody. It's the...
Reincarnation.
Not a hum brahmasmi. Where's the hum brahmasmi? That's the answer. Say that again.
Esa es la respuesta.
Reincarnation. Sí. Now,
ahora,
according to this verse,
según este verso,
tell me the two people
díganme las dos
who have reincarnation.
Tienen reencarnaciones.
Krishna y Arjuna.
Sí. No. Did you say no? It says right here, many births. Many births. Krishna takes birth, but he doesn't. It says right here, many births, birth you and I. See? Yes or no?
Nacimiento, sí,
reencarnación.
Birth, yes, reincarnation. Births means reincarnation.
Nacimiento significa reencarnación.
But he's talking about the not material qualification.
Okay. You guys got it right.
Yeah.
From one angle of vision.
De un ángulo de visión.
From one angle of vision.
According this verse,
thank you. Now, the most important thing of this verse. What is the difference between Krishna and Arjuna? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. No, this boy had his hand raised. Go ahead. Very good. Sorry, you have to raise your hand. We're in school. Very good. All right. Now, I want you... Okay, let's not read the purport. Are you having fun? All right. Text number 6. We won't do the purport. 6. Ajopi, son of Yayatma, Bhutanam, Ishvara, Pi, son, Prakritim, Swam, Arishtaya, Sambhavami, Atma, Mayaya, Ajopi, son of Yayatma, Bhutanam Ishvara Pisan Prakritin Swamadishtaya Sambhavam Yatma Mayaya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all living entities, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Now you read it complete, and then you have them repeat.
Aunque soy inaciente y mi cuerpo trascendental nunca se deteriora, y aunque soy el señor de todas las entidades vivientes, aún así aparezco en cada milenio en mi trascendental forma original. Aunque soy inaciente y mi cuerpo trascendental nunca se deteriora,
y mi cuerpo trascendental nunca se deteriora,
y aunque soy el señor de todas las entidades vivientes,
y aunque soy el señor de todas las entidades vivientes,
aún así aparezco en cada milenio en mi trascendental forma original.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Now.
Ahora.
In the previous verse,
en el verso previo,
the subject matter was,
el tema principal era,
what was it again?
Births.
Krishna had births.
Krishna tuvo nacimiento.
Arjuna had births.
Arjuna tuvo nacimiento.
All right, now,
ahora,
what does Krishna say in this verse,
¿qué es lo que Krishna dice en este verso?
That contradicts what he just said? That's it. Just stop there. Quit while you're ahead. Yes. So in the previous verse he said, I have many births. And now he's saying, I don't take birth. Huh? That's Krishna. Now, in this verse, what kind of body does Krishna have?
¿Qué clase de cuerpo tiene Krishna?
One word answer.
Una respuesta, una palabra.
Sí. Sí. Right. Now, Prabhupada, the translation.
Hey,
pay attention. What is the... There's a phrase that tells us what it means that his body is transcendental. In the translation. You have your hand raised? What? Yes, very good. Now, according to the translation, what is Krishna's position in regards to all the living entities? Yes, El Señor. Very good. Now, according to this verse, how often does Krishna appear? All right, Balaram had his hand up. Very good. All right. Another verse. All right. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. You know what to do.
Cuando quiera y donde quiera que haya una declinación en la práctica religiosa, O descendiente de Bharat, y un aumento predominante de la irreligión, en ese entonces yo mismo desciendo. Repita. Cuando quiera y donde quiera que haya una declinación,
cuando quiera y donde quiera que haya una declinación
en la práctica religiosa,
en la práctica religiosa,
o descendiente de Bharata,
o descendiente de Bharata,
y un aumento predominante de la religión,
y un aumento predominante de la religión,
en ese entonces yo mismo desciendo,
en ese entonces yo mismo desciendo.
All right.
Muy bien.
What is Krishna doing in this verse?
Hablando de religión.
He's talking about religion.
No, what is Krishna him? What does he tell about himself? What does he do?
¿Qué es lo que él hace?
Él está asegurando
que cada vez que hay religion becomes
now. It's a simple answer. What does he do? That's it. That's what he does. He descends. Right? What do we call the incarnation that descends? What do we call that? Avatar. Not the movie. Good. Descend. All right. Now. You could say that there are two things that are causing Krishna to descend.
Aumento de irreligión,
increasing irreligion,
y no práctica religiosa,
and no religious practice.
Excellent, excellent, very good. Let's go on.
Vamos,
Ocho. Paritranaya sadunam. Vinashaya cha duskritam. Dharma sangstapanartaya. Sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium.
Para redimir a los piadosos y aniquilar a los infieles, así como para restablecer los principios de la religión, yo mismo aparezco milenio tras milenio. ¿Repita? para redimir a los piadosos,
para redimir a los piadosos,
y aniquilar a los infieles,
y aniquilar a los infieles,
así como para restablecer los principios de la religión,
así como para restablecer los principios de la religión,
yo mismo aparezco milenio tras milenio,
yo mismo aparezco milenio tras milenio.
All right? Now listen carefully to the question. Who does Krishna deliver? Your hands first. What's that? The pious. Okay? Who does Krishna...
He said
impious? Well, then that's wrong. Who does Krishna deliver? Balaram. What is this? What is the Spanish? I didn't say Sanskrit. I said the Spanish. Translation. What did the translation say? What's that? That's the answer. Who does, according to the translation in Spanish, who does he annihilate? Raise your hand. Go. Is that what it says here? Ah, that's the answer. Los infieles. Yes, you were right according to the synonyms. According to the synonyms. But we didn't do the synonyms. We did the translation. Don't be smarter than the teacher. Okay, what is the meaning of los infielios? Huh? Infieles. Discritina. All right, good. Okay, and lastly, what does Krishna reestablish? Balaram. No, what?
Religion.
The principle.
Yes, very good. All right, one more verse. All right? Good. Janma karma cha me divyam.
Janma karma cha me divyam.
Evam yo veti tatvataha.
Evam yo veti tatvataha.
Tyaktva deham punarjanma.
Tyaktva deham punarjanma.
Na iti mam eti sarjuna.
Na iti mam eti sarjuna.
Now we're doing the translation. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna.
O Arjuna, aquel que conoce la naturaleza trascendental de mi aparición y actividades, al abandonar este cuerpo, no vuelve a nacer de nuevo en este mundo material, sino que alcanza mi morada eterna. Repiten. O Arjuna.
O Arjuna.
Aquel que conoce la naturaleza trascendental.
Aquel que conoce la naturaleza trascendental.
De mi aparición y actividades.
De mi aparición y actividades.
Al abandonar este cuerpo.
Al abandonar este cuerpo.
No vuelve a nacer de nuevo en este mundo material.
No vuelve a nacer de nuevo en este mundo material.
Sino que alcanza mi morada eterna.
Sino que alcanza mi morada eterna.
How do you say think? Piensa.
Piensen.
Piensen.
En plural,
piensen. Again,
otra vez,
this verse
este verso
is talking about something we already talked about and was talked about in chapter 2. What is that?
¿Qué es eso?
De mi aparición.
My appearance. Krishna?
Yes, okay. In terms of the living entity, what is again being mentioned?
It doesn't return back to this material.
Yes, so that means what? What is being stopped? Ah, there you go. Very good. Right? Okay. Now, according to this very, very important verse, you have to know what two things about Krishna's transcendental nature. That's it. Krishna's appearance and activities. If you want to know about Krishna's appearance and activities, what book should I read?
The Krishna book.
Excellent! Or Srimad Bhagavatam. Very good. Excellent. Now, according to this verse, that if you're not taking birth again in this material world, where do you go? Raise your hand, please. Whose eternal abode? Krishna's. Yeah, because some people might think, oh, I'm going to go to Shiva, or I'm going to go... You have to know whose eternal abode. Very, very good. All right. Now you can ask me questions. Any questions for me? Yes. Go ahead.
En español, mi pregunta va a ser que ¿cuál es la mejor actitud de leer el Bhagavad Gita? A veces siento como que es aceptarlo tal como es, así sin cuestionar. Y hay otras veces que siento que hay que cuestionar todo. Y entonces quiero preguntarle cuál es la mejor forma. Yeah. My question is the following. Sometimes I want to ask, which is the best way to read Bhagavad Gita? Because sometimes I feel the best way to read it is just by accepting everything, just as it is, you know, by just don't even question what it is said. And sometimes I feel that the best way to read Bhagavad Gita is by questioning everything, just like really thinking about what it's saying. So my question is, what attitude is better, to accept it just as it is and not question, or to question everything?
So, intelligence, there are five.
Inteligencia, hay cinco.
There are five symptoms of intelligence.
Hay cinco síntomas de inteligencia.
This is explained by Lord Kapila.
Eso se explica por el señor Kapila.
One of those five
de esos cinco
is called doubt.
Se llama duda.
So, you don't have to force it.
No tienes que forzarlo.
You will read.
Vas a leer,
and naturally,
y naturalmente,
you will have some doubt.
Vas a tener duda.
So that's the sign of intelligence.
De inteligencia.
But
pero,
you have to solve it.
Pero tienes que solucionarlo.
Otherwise, doubts become
de otra forma, las dudas se convierten
demons.
Demonios.
And doubts can destroy.
Y las dudas pueden destruir.
So when a doubt comes,
cuando una duda viene,
you have to resolve it.
Tienes que resolverlo.
You either have to resolve it by reading,
con lectura,
or
o
you have to find an authority.
Tienes que encontrar una autoridad.
Like, your spiritual master,
maestro espiritual,
or somebody else who is on his level.
Que está a su nivel.
You understand?
¿Entienden?
Now your thing is just accept.
¿Tu cosa es solo acepta?
That is good, but it will
eso
not
está bien.
You won't be able to sustain it.
Pero no vas a poder mantenerlo.
Because if you're actually reading it,
porque si realmente lo estás leyendo,
there will be doubts.
Va a haber dudas.
There will be questions.
Va a haber preguntas.
So either way, it's two sides of the same coin.
De cualquier forma, son dos lados de la misma moneda.
The main thing,
la cosa principal,
is that you read it.
Es que lo leas.
The worst thing is
es
that you stop reading.
Lo dejas de leer.
That's bad.
Eso es malo.
As long as you keep reading it.
Entonces,
doubts or no doubts.
Dudas o sin dudas,
you're good.
Estás bien.
Okay?
Sí.
Pregunta.
Prabhu, thanks for this class.
You are very muchas gracias.
According to these verses,
según estos
Krishna
verses,
spoke about this transcendental science.
Krishna habla de esta ciencia transcendental.
Then Duman and then Tishman.
And Vibhashman y luego Duman.
According to the Guru Parampara.
Y según, pero según el Guru Parampara.
The science to Brahma and then to Narada.
Él expuso la, la ciencia Brahma Vyasa.
He spoke about this science many, many times.
Él habla acerca de esta ciencia muchas, muchas veces de diferentes personas.
Okay. So, what Krishna spoke to Brahma,
Krishna le habló a Brahma,
that is the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Eso es el Srimad Bhagavatam.
Here Krishna is talking about
Krishna está hablando de
Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita.
So,
así que,
in the purports in the first verse,
en el primer verso,
Prabhupada mentions
Prabhupada menciona
that Krishna first originally spoke to
Krishna
the sun god
originalmente le habló al Señor del Dios,
because it's supposed to be for the Kshatriya kings.
Porque se supone que va a ser para los reyes Kshatriya.
Okay?
Okay?
And Prabhupada also mentioned
y también Prabhupada menciona
that according to Krishna,
que de acuerdo con Krishna,
somewhere along the line,
en alguna parte,
somebody stopped delivering the message.
Paró de entregar el mensaje.
So,
así que,
he's starting it again with
Arjuna.
Alright?
Okay.
So, the Bhagavatam,
el Bhagavatam,
you know, it's Krishna, and then
luego,
Brahma, and Brahma,
Brahma,
like,
Brahma,
that's our disciplic succession. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's just referring to that particular chain. Okay? Next question. No more questions?
¿Cómo explica que únicamente conociendo el nacimiento y actividades de Krishna,
activities and appearance,
ya no regresa a este mundo?
We don't come back to this world.
Eso parece ser sencillo.
That sounds easy.
Porque hay muchas reglas y regulaciones.
Why then we have so many rules and regulations?
Y tiene uno que iniciarse.
And one has to take initiation.
Well,
bueno,
in the Sanskrit,
en el sánscrito,
there is a very important word.
Hay una palabra muy importante.
Tatvataha.
Tatvataha.
Tatvataha means scientific.
Significa científico.
Reality.
Realidad.
So,
así que,
if somebody
si alguien
actually wants to understand
realmente quiere entender
Krishna's birth and activities,
el nacimiento de Krishna,
then he has to do all those other things. Otherwise, he's not going to know it in reality. Because later on in this chapter, tadvidi pranivatena pariprajnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tadvadarshana, Krishna will tell Arjuna, hey, you got
to
have a guru.
Tienes que tener un guru.
Okay? Because
porque
it's not just you read.
Es que solo lees.
You have to read it and you have to have a spiritual master,
y tienes que tener un maestro espiritual,
so that you read it properly.
Para que lo leas apropiadamente.
Just as
tal como
if you want to be a doctor,
si quieres ser un doctor,
you just can't read books.
No solo puedes leer libros.
You have to go to medical school.
Tienes que ir a la escuela de medicina.
And somebody is telling you, no, 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 no,
no.
That's
eso,
you have to learn it
tienes que aprender
properly.
Apropiadamente.
Bueno? Question?
Pregunta.
Sí.
O sea, cuando tenemos una duda, porque hay versos que ya están como más difíciles.
There are some verses that are more difficult.
Ajá. O sea, solamente un maestro espiritual está autorizado
to explain
this.
Or can we go to someone else?
With
someone we consider appropriate to explain it to us?
Yes. Prabhupada says,
Prabhupada dijo,
you have one Diksha Guru,
tienes un Diksha Guru,
But you can have
many shiksha gurus.
So if there is somebody who inspires you, you have faith, then you can get understanding. But one thing careful. That person who you go to cannot contradict your guru. Then, if that happens, hasta la pasta. Okay? You understand? Just like for me. I am no different than you. So if there's something I don't understand, I may ask one of my God brothers. But if somebody is going to present something that differs from what Prabhupada says, I take the phone. No. It has to be according to what Prabhupada says. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Next. Question? And you? Question? Balaram? New York?
New York?
Two questions are coming to my mind.
Let's go.
For a lot of people, they get the books.
Mucha gente recibe los libros.
They will feel like that they are followers of Prabhupada.
Se pueden sentir como que son seguidores de Prabhupada.
And I remember the Prabhupada says, whoever follows me
is my disciple. Y yo escuché que dice que cualquiera que me siga es mi discípulo.
So all the people are around the world.
Entonces todas las personas que están alrededor del mundo.
They are getting these books.
Que están recibiendo estos libros.
They are becoming Prabhupada's disciples.
Están haciendo discípulos de Prabhupada.
And Krishna.
Y de Krishna.
I was hearing just the other day a tape of Prabhupada.
Y estaba escuchando una cinta de Prabhupada en Manipur.
And he says.
Y él dijo.
Sadguru, the Sadguru is Krishna.
Es Krishna.
And so that makes a sense that actually they're becoming disciples.
Hace sentido de que ellos están convirtiendo discípulos de Prabhupada y de Krishna.
Yes.
Guru Guranga.
Yes.
If they become part of the system within the family of the God.
Si entran parte de la familia Vaishnava,
they are becoming Vaishnava.
Ellos están haciendo Vaishnava.
They want to participate.
Pero si quieren participar.
Within the system of the movement.
Dentro del sistema del movimiento.
Well, they will come and take part in the activities.
Van a tomar
yes.
Parte.
But on the other hand, they are taking part. Because if they are following Prabhupada's instructions are in the books.
Libros,
yes.
They are really becoming Krishna conscious.
Yes.
Prabhupada's followers.
Krishna.
I don't disagree.
Yo no estoy en desacuerdo.
So, but to the persons sometimes
pero para la persona a veces
they think maybe if it's not in the system
que si no están en el sistema,
sometimes if they don't read all the history of the movement
que si no
and
toda la historia del movimiento y del
they
Prabhupada,
don't catch up so many examples
ejemplos
among those who became
de aquellos que se convirtieron
their followers or their close friends,
o son amigos cercanos,
like Mr. Sethi.
Como
he never
Sethi.
Got initiated.
Él nunca se inició.
And he did so much service.
Y él hizo tanto servicio.
He always kept it there.
Prabhupada se lo mantuvo ahí.
But many people wouldn't understand how he never got initiated.
No entendían por qué no se inició.
Okay.
Now you.
So,
you can explain this because
there's nothing to explain, but I'll just say one thing. Now, if I am disciple of
Prabhupada,
Prabhupada says, what is the first order of the spiritual master. Because the disciple has to execute the order. So, what is Prabhupada's first order? Who can answer that question? What did he say? Nope, that's not the first order. No. Nobody knows this? What? No. How much? No. I will read it to you right from the book. Okay, everybody chant japa.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Keep going.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Almost there.
Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Okay, I found it. Now I want you to listen very carefully. Okay? This is Lord Chaitanya instructing Sanatan Goswami. Smartavyak satatang Vishnur vismartavyo najatuchit. Sarve vidhi nishedhasyur etayar eva kinkura. Repite. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu.
Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu.
He should always be remembered.
Siempre debe ser recordado.
And never forgotten.
Y nunca olvidado.
At any time.
En ningún momento.
All the rules and prohibitions.
Todas las reglas y prohibiciones.
Mentioned in the Shastras.
Mencionadas en los Shastras.
Should be the servants of these two principles.
Deben ser los sirvientes de estos principios.
So what are the two principles?
¿Cuáles son los dos principios?
Recordar, saber que Krishna es el origen del Señor Vishnu.
Y recordar que Krishna es the origin of Lord Vishnu.
That's not, no.
Recordar,
what are the two things?
¿Qué son las dos cosas?
Recordar a Krishna.
Remember Krishna and never forget.
Ah, remember and don't forget.
No,
now,
ahora,
Prabhupada significado.
Significado de Prabhupada.
Muy, 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 muy mucho muy importante. This verse is a quotation from the Padma Purana.
Este verso es una verso del Padma Purana.
There are many regulative principles
hay muchos principios regulativos
in the Shastras,
en los Shastras
and directions
y direcciones
given by the spiritual master.
Dadas por el maestro espiritual.
These regulative principles
estos principios regulativos
should act as servants
deben de servir como sirvientes
of the basic principle.
El principio básico.
That is,
que es,
one should always remember Krishna.
Siempre debe recordar a Krishna.
And never forget him.
Nunca olvidarlo.
Now, this is possible.
Esto es posible.
When one chants
cuando uno canta
the Hare Krishna mantra.
El mantra Hare Krishna.
Do it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Therefore,
por lo tanto,
one must strictly chant
uno debe de cantar estrictamente
the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra,
el Maha Mantra Hare Krishna
24 hours daily.
24 horas diarias.
Now,
ahora,
one may have other duties to perform
uno puede tener otros deberes que hacer
under the direction of the spiritual master,
bajo la dirección del maestro espiritual,
but he must first,
pero debe primero
abide by the spiritual master's order,
seguir las órdenes del maestro espiritual,
to chant a certain number of rounds.
Número de rondas.
So what is the first order?
¿Cuál es la primera orden?
16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
That's the first order.
Esa es la primera orden.
The Ritviks talk about the final order.
De la orden final.
But this is the first order.
Pero esta es la primera orden.
So what is the first order? Canta. Now. Sixteen. Dieciséis. Even I know that. Dieciséis. All right. Significado continue. In our Krishna consciousness movement,
en nuestro movimiento de Krishna, de conciencia de Krishna,
we have recommended
hemos recomendado
that the neophyte
que el neófito
chant at least
cante por lo menos
16 rounds.
16 rondas.
At least.
Al menos.
This chanting of how many rounds?
Este canto de cuántos?
16.
Is absolutely necessary. If one wants to remember Krishna and not forget him, of all the regulative principles, the spiritual master's order to chant at least 16 rounds is most essential. Alright, that's it. We're well over time. Vanchakapatrubhyascha kripasindubhyaya vacha padidanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo.